Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here at Startup Riot 2015. It's hashtag Riot15. As I see from the video screen where Sanjay has begun and kicked this event off, I'm excited. We've gotten to interview probably half a dozen or so of the presenters so far and look forward to a whole day of interviewing as many as we can. I got with me right now Chris Weir.
Weir, yes.
With WatchMeWork.com. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Now, Watch Me Work, you want to share a little bit about what you guys are up to?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we are twitch.tv for professionals. And what we do is we create live streams of people working and allow them to share that with other professionals. So the quintessential analogy I try and use is if I'm working in Photoshop, you're working in Photoshop, it would be beneficial for me to have you working right next to me because you might use the program in a different way than I do. And there's a lot that we can both learn from each other sharing our process.
Now, does it happen like in real time, or am I just creating kind of video snippets of me doing certain actions?
Yes, it happens in real time. It's online streaming. We're using Google Hangouts on Air. Mm-hmm. And so the nice part about that is that it is live. And once it's done, your content that you streamed gets saved to your YouTube channel. So you can do with it what you will. You can make it, you leave it public. You can make it private. You can delete it. It's up to you.
So now, so I'm doing, like, walk me through. Say that we're doing a Photoshop thing. I don't know anything about Photoshop, so this will be good.
Sure.
So I want to learn. You're the power Photoshop person using it to do some activity. Maybe you're manipulating a photograph or, you know, lightening it up or making it ready for publication. So you're talking through it as it's happening, or you're just going about your business?
Yeah, it's up to the user. You know, it's a bit more interesting if people talk through what they're doing.
Right.
But it also depends on how many people are watching them. But it's interesting because Twitch.tv is kind of a model that we're similar to.
But isn't there, like, smack talking that's part of the
gaming
experience?
That's part of the gaming experience.
To make it entertaining.
But what you'll see on there now is people are starting to stream this content on Twitch.
Right.
And they don't know that yet there's a home for this. And you'll have somebody on there working in Photoshop, working in Adobe Illustrator, and they may have 10, 20, 30 people watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is beneficial to the viewers to have somebody narrate it, but it's totally not necessary at the same point.
So now, what do you do that you are the... Have you done it where you're talking... Do you use Photoshop?
Yeah.
What's your thing?
I use more Adobe Premiere, which is the editing software. My background is video producing.
Right. So you're okay. So go give me your rap at when you're doing some work on Adobe Premiere.
Well, basically,
Premiere.
I mean, do you use any software programs yourself?
I'm not that technical. I can teach how to host.
Okay. Exactly. So you could, a lot of the setup with the mics and wires and
right.
the board and everything is fairly alien to me. I mean, I used to know a bit about that. But it would be interesting for me to see you guys set up and say, okay, this is why we plug the aux in here.
Right.
You know? So it's a bit different from creating
And then
tutorial.
I got to get the guy to talk closer to the mic.
And get the guy to talk closer.
Right, that's an important part of this. You wouldn't know that.
That's a part of the process. So it's like, it's those things that we do every day that we think are mundane.
Right. We take it for
be
granted.
Fascinating to somebody who's just getting into it or
right.
somebody who does it but might do it a little bit differently. So it's, you know, if I'm going to do Premiere, I would open up a project, I would get my footage organized, I would organize it in a specific
right.
way, I would create a folder structure that some people don't do. Some people just throw their footage in there and they try and remember
and
what it is.
Like even a naming protocol would be, you know, people don't know the right way to find something later on
exactly.
that you're going to do it right, you know, at go. Otherwise
right.
you won't be able to find it in a year
yeah.
from now.
Yeah, I use a program called Adobe Bridge to specifically name all of my files so that I know if I come back to it in a year
right.
that I can find it. And a lot of people just don't do that. They just leave
right.
their footage unnamed, and they don't know that you can use a program and batch rename it all in a couple of minutes, and they don't have to go through and rename every single
right.
clip.
So but you probably have scar
tricks.
Tissue from doing it the wrong way, and that you've learned over time to do it the right way.
Yes, I think we all... you only learn from doing it the wrong way, probably.
And then, so now, is there a monetization side to this? As me, as the user who's creating the content, I mean, I might be using your platform, but I'm creating the content. Is there something in it for me, or just I'm just being a nice guy?
Well, at this point, you're just being a nice guy. We're completely free, which is nice. So we're not charging anyone to use it because we're using Google Helpouts or Google Hangouts. But we are going to introduce a Google Helpouts model, which essentially allows people to charge for their time as a consultant.
Right.
So either by the minute or by the hour. So if we're both working together and I know that you probably know the answer to my question, I can say, hey, how much do you charge by the minute? You say $2 a minute. It's going to take me 10 minutes to answer that, though.
Right.
And I can be like, okay, that's worth $20 to me.
And then I'll talk real slow. Well, Chris, it seems like our connection's a little slow.
Can you repeat the question?
So now, so when you've been doing this, has it been well received?
It has, yeah, it has. Creative professionals get it. Coders are actually really a group that's starting to just stream their work. And I think that it's got, you know, kind of a lot of potential after that. You know, AutoCAD could be a great program.
Right.
Even like the most mundane of all programs, like Excel. I hate working in Microsoft Excel. I would not mind having an expert next to me whenever I have to work in Excel to be like, why is this not working?
Or this is a much simpler way of doing that. Like you're doing this in this kind of bass-ackward way that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That there's a much more efficient way to do it.
There's a shortcut. Yeah.
Right. And then, so that's pretty exciting. I guess that reality TV has made it so that everybody wants to be, they're okay with being videotaped and just like kind of the most mundane thing. And it makes sense, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely gone in that direction. And in fact, that's how Justin TV, which became Twitch, started out.
Right.
Was he thought it would be a great idea to film his entire life. And wouldn't everyone love to do that?
Just jump on board.
Which
see
is just,
what Justin is up to.
Right. Doesn't everyone just want to share their entire life? Not really. But we feel that this is probably the next logical step of sharing parts of your life.
And then you the people who would be sharing, you think, are the creatives doing kind of these, using these software or using kind of stuff that other people are curious or want to get into and don't know where to start?
Yeah, we think that the creatives will be the ones to kind of kick it off and popularize it for other professionals. But then the idea is to expand it into the real world and say,
like a welder.
A welder. Why not? You know, that guy could benefit as a contractor from generating leads just by sharing how he does his work.
Right.
So,
and that would be good for that population because they probably like in all of it, they take it for granted. You know, they're really skilled and they're craftsmen, but they kind of take some of that for granted.
Right. Right. Who wants to see me nail boards together? Probably a lot of people.
If I've never done it before, I would want to know.
And you're remodeling your house.
Right,
yeah.
Or plumbing or, you know, electrical.
Yeah.
It would be good to see somebody smart doing it.
Right, and ask them before you plug that in.
What about, is this the right hole for that? I would say no. And then so the technology has gotten so that it's fairly easy for me to set up some sort of streaming.
It is. It takes, you know, like I've gotten the setup time down to 2 minutes.
I'll have to go to watchmework.com to see how to set up the setup, right?
Exactly.
That's probably there.
Yeah, there's a video to walk you through it. And basically the site integrates with your YouTube account. So as long as you've signed into your YouTube account before going to the site, once you click start a stream, it'll integrate with your YouTube account, pull up Google Hangouts on Air, and then all you have to do is just plug in the code to get it.
And then that's the beauty. Now everybody has a Gmail account. Everybody's got this almost kind of automatic, magically set up in their own life, whether they know it or not, right?
You know, most of the tech-savvy people, the early adopters, are already on board with Gmail and Google and YouTube.
Right, because once you're in that ecosystem, then you are on YouTube and you are on Google Hangouts, right?
They automatically give you those accounts, yeah.
And so what's next for you?
Next for me is going to be presenting today and seeing where that goes. We're also in a seed raising fund.
So you have angel investors right now?
We don't. We're actually kind of just bootstrapping right now.
You're bootstrapping.
Right. And so we're kind of doing some seed round investment development over the next couple months and then seeing if we can, you know, parlay that into potentially like a incubator.
Oh, so you want to get into an incubator?
That's kind of the direction I'd
Where are you based?
In Bloomington, Illinois.
So how did you hear about Startup Riot?
I think I heard about it through F6S.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's just a bunch of things I applied to and
this one
here.
Accepted you, and how has your experience been?
Awesome. This is really, really cool. It's awesome to be able to network with other startups And I should say, in addition to creating channels for software, we're also creating channels specifically for individual startups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
So that they can co-work together virtually.
Virtually.
Yeah, I'm a small team.
Is your team all in together, or are you all over the place?
Well, we're all over the place. I mean, I work with my brother in video production. He's in L.A. Mm-hmm. I work with freelancers in Chicago, you know. So it's like everybody's scattered, basically. I've got a couple people in Bloomington that I do work with, but that's just the trend that things are going. You can easily work with each other across the globe.
Now, any tips for the person starting out on Google Hangouts, how to kind of make that flow a little cleaner?
Well, my main tip is to, if you can, if you work with two monitors, use the two monitors. Designate one for the stuff that you want to share and the other one for, like, let's say your email account, so you don't accidentally end up sharing something you didn't mean to.
Nobody needs to know what you're doing.
No one wants to see that email
that
account.
That window that you have over there. There should be a private button.
You want some things to be private probably all the time, like your bank account. You don't really want to share that. But that is one kind of thing that I would recommend. Otherwise, it's just kind of a mental state of getting into the idea that it's okay to, like, share your process. And I think a lot of people have this fear of, okay, I'm a video producer. If people see me make a mistake,
they don't need
doing
me,
a video,
or like it shows that I'm less than.
Yeah, but I won't be the expert I think I am. And it's like, you know what? Most people, A, don't care anyway. And the people that do are probably there to help you anyway. Right. So it's not a big deal.
All right. Well, best of luck presenting today.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the watchmework.com, which I think you're onto something. I think that this is the evolution of this, that people want to see and learn from other people that are actually doing it. It's not, and they want to do it and see it with their eyes, not just kind of read about it after the fact.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Chris, and watchmework.com. If you are a professional, creative professional, and want to share, I guess you can go there and set up.
Yep, go there, sign up, and we'll get you set up.
This is Lee Cantor. We will be back in a few at Startup Riot 2015.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.